They're calling for President Dina Boluarte to resign. She came to power last month after former President Pedro Castillo was arrested and jailed after trying to dissolve Congress. Mariana Sanchez reports from the capital, Lima.
Since Amalia left her home and five children behind in Puno to march in Lima, she says she's never felt more offended by a Peruvian president. Dina Boluarte had said Puno is not Peru, fueling anger among these southern citizens.
We feel outraged. What does she think? That we're Bolivians? We're legitimate Peruvians and we're marching here every day and she has trampled our rights.
A day after the government sent hundreds of soldiers to occupy Puno and extended a curfew, Amalia says such measures are fueling people's anger. At least 18 people were killed in Puno 2 weeks ago in the worst day of political unrest.
I want justice for our brothers who have died. Dina has to pay for what they have done to us. We're not animals for the police to kill us in that way. We just came to march peacefully without weapons.
Nearly 60 people have been killed, many after security forces opened fire on demonstrators. On Wednesday, Boluarte told the Organization of American States that her government respects the rule of law and security forces must protect all citizens. OAS members backed Boluarte, although the presidents of Mexico and Colombia have said she's not the country's legitimate leader.
Many analysts say there is still room for the violence to escalate. They say it may take international pressure to prevent the government from ultimately imposing authoritarian rule.
Many analysts are not optimistic there is a way out of the crisis in the near future.
The worst case scenario is the most likely scenario, that Boluarte stays, her cabinet gets even tougher, no agreement is reached in parliament, and the elections are either kicked to 2024 or not done for a long time, which will generate a radicalization of the protests.
Boluarte has asked for peace and debate. Amalia says it's too late.
As a mother, it hurts to see how many of our children have died. We no longer want a truce or dialogue. We are hurt with so many dead. We will fight as far as we can until the end.
Many Peruvians feel the same way. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima.